This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Thursday, September 10th. 2020. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Yesenia Torres is the design director of Eloquy, the trend-driven retailer for women's sizes 14+. Beginning her tenure at Eloquy in 2017 as senior designer, she was quickly promoted to her current position a year later as design director. A master in her field, Yesenia specializes in trend analysis, fit, textiles, and apparel in both straight and plus sizes. She played an integral part in leading the design for some of the brand's most notable and successful collection partnerships, Draper James, Jason Wu, Casabella, and Priscilla Ono. Under her direction, Eloquy's pieces have been globally recognized and worn by celebrities such as Chrissy Metz, Octavia Spencer, Rebel Wilson, and more. We are so excited to talk to her today. Let's welcome Yesenia to the show. Hi, are you there?
Hi, Shanice.
Hi. I'm glad I'm able to connect with you today.
I know, such technical difficulties.
So today is a big day at the Eloquy headquarters. Tell us what all is going on today.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited. So today we officially launched Eloquy Elements, which is Walmart's newest private label. And it's kind of what we do at Eloquy, sizes 14 to 28. And we really launched this brand, you know, for women on the go who are kind of juggling work, demand, and family. And let's be real, just with everything that's going on in the world, kind of trying to figure out, like, how to socialize and how to still look cute. And the best thing about this collection is that it's still designed internally with our Eloquy team. So fit, style, and trend is still taken into all consideration. But the best thing about it is that it is perfectly priced. So literally it's at $50 or less, which if you're a fan of our current brand, you know that we tend to be a little bit higher than that.
Right. So you've been real busy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, COVID has just been a way to keep working and kind of start pivoting in different ways. And it's been kind of exciting.
So prior to working for Eloquy, briefly tell us about your background in the fashion industry.
So I would say that my start in fashion started pretty early. So I am Latina, I'm Cuban, and my grandmother, when she immigrated from Cuba, her first job was being a fort lady, which basically is like the head seamstress of a production kind of house. And when I was little, I used to spend time with her, and she used to teach me how to sew. And funny enough, she was teaching me how to sew and make patterns because I was already plus size as a child. And that kind of started my foray into fashion. And really, like, within I got into high school and things like that, I knew I wanted to be in fashion, and I got my degree in design. And then really quickly after I graduated, I started my first job, which was at Casabella, who we collaborated with. So I did lingerie and swimsuits for a little bit there. And then I spent so much of my career really honing in on my craft at White House Black Market. I was there for almost 9 years, and I was able to really work in all categories within the brand during the nine-year time. And then as I was there, you know, I was really happy, but I knew I wanted to do something that felt way more personal to me. And Eloquy had just come on the scene, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to pray and see if they ever have a job opening. And, you know, a year after I started really looking into them, they had the perfect role. I applied, and the rest is history, and it's really been one of the best things I've ever done.
So when you first started working at Eloquy, what was your role in the brand? Because I put in your intro, you kind of worked your way up. So, like, what are some of your day-to-day roles as well with the brand?
So when I first started with the brand, I started as a senior designer. And I came in working in the jackets, bottoms, and denim category. And we had kind of said, okay, we need to make denim really important for our brand. And it became kind of this, like, love child to make Eloquy known for their denim. And slowly but surely, as things in our business started to grow more, I started taking on more. And I have been mentored under Jodi Arna, who's one of the founders. And she really just took me on and groomed me to kind of become director, which is what I am today. And within this role, I currently oversee all of the product. I do a lot of work with the marketing team on our collaborations, things that we're working on through social media. And it's been a really, really amazing journey just to be able to do everything from soup to nuts, you know?
So do you actually draw things out on paper, or that would be somebody beneath you?
Not anymore. I miss it so much, but there is a wonderful group of designers who work under me, and they all work within their own categories, and they don't do sketches on, like, paper anymore. We use our program called Illustrator, and they do all of these, like, virtual sketching, but every single style is sketched out from scratch.
So you're like a supervisor.
Yeah, I would say that would be, yeah, what you would call it.
So were you familiar and active in the plus size community prior to working with Eloquy, or did you have to learn about the community once you got hired?
Well, I actually am a plus size woman. So as I was saying before, I was really active in learning about what was happening in the fashion industry, you know, or really the lack of that was happening without having plus size clothing available and fashionable to even really say. So I knew I wanted to dig my teeth into something of that ilk so that I could feel like I was representing women like me. But when I, you know, when you're plus size, you're like, oh my God, I think this should be this way, and who are these people fitting these things, X, Y, and Z? And I thought, you know, just because I'm plus size, I'm going to know how to do it. But once I walked into Eloquy, I learned so, so much. There's so many different body types, and it's just like straight size, but it's not, a lot of people are not as knowledgeable with the different body types that happen in plus. And, you know, during my time with the brand in the beginning, I was able to learn all of these amazing kind of fit developments that they had worked on, and just what's right for women with more bust projection or more seat production, or thinking about having a tummy. And so that was a big learning, and also really exciting to see that the brand had already really mastered, you know, their fit technique, and still being able to preserve really fashionable and trend-driven clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a big fan of Eloquy. It fits me perfectly. I've never ordered a piece of Eloquy clothing, and I had to get it tailored. Whoever is your fit model may just like me, because everything from Eloquy fits me perfectly.
I'm so glad to hear that. I mean, we spend countless hours fitting. We probably fit about 3 to 4 hours, 4 times a week, which is kind of insane. But I mean, as you know, we have so many collections, and we treat every single piece like it's couture, you know, one of a kind, handmade. And we want to make sure that when you get that product that you have the best experience with it. So it makes me really happy to hear that you haven't had to tailor anything.
Nope. It fits me to a T.
I love that.
So for those listening who may not be familiar with Eloquy, tell us what type of clothing you carry, the size range, and the price point.
So I'm going to be biased and say that Eloquy is honestly the ultimate fashion destination, specifically for women sizes 14 through 28. And the great thing about Eloquy is that it is a true lifestyle brand. So not only do we have apparel, we have swim, we have wide width footwear, we have accessories. And then we have a lot of great debuts that happen with collaborations. So it's always keeping you at the edge of your seat to see what we're going to do next. And now that we've launched Elements, we've added another layer into the business, which is where it's still sizes 14 through 28, but it's a more versatile collection. And when I say versatile, it's just something that's a little bit more comfortable, effortless. And the price is so great, you know, to have pieces that are priced at 50 or less with still having the true Eloquy wink, I think that it's going to be great for a lot of consumers out there who haven't been able to shop with us yet.
Right. Especially during this time when a lot of people are low on money, it's perfect timing.
Oh, I agree. And just to even say, like, the comfort factor, too, you know, it's so different. Like, we used to all wake up, get ready to go to work, get dressed, you know, or have so many different social events to go to. There's something to be said about getting dressed and having that ritual, but not feeling so stuffy. So being able to offer Elements when you're still on the go and or you're still working from home and you still want to look put together, but you want to feel comfortable. I think Elements is a great, great, great brand to put that to use.
So what has been some of your biggest accomplishments with the brand that you're super proud of?
Oh, let's see. I mean, there are so many things, to be honest, that we have worked on that I'm so proud of. I think, honestly, being able to have all of the unique collaborations that we've had with, you know, high-end designers, celebrity makeup artists, things like that, people that you wouldn't necessarily see working within the plus market has been really, really amazing. So there's that. I'm really proud that we also launched Eloquy Unlimited during COVID, which is our new rental service. You know, there's lots of rental services happening, and I think that's really amazing. But we heard that our customer was really interested in that. And being able to roll that out seamlessly and knowing that we can have a subscription service has been great. And then, like, lastly, just, like, Eloquy Elements, like, to be able to offer a really opening price point range of product, I think is really great. And it's something that, you know, is still coming from us. It still has all of the fit and the styling and the fabric choices. It's all what we do, but we were able to really make it work at that price point.
And you have so much going on, and it doesn't look like COVID-19 really put a stop on your work. How did it affect you personally or as a designer? You had enough space to work from home?
Funny enough, when this happened, right, we all packed up the office and were like, okay, I'll see you. And in the 13, 14 years that I've been doing this, I would have, if someone would have asked me, can you do your work from home? I'd be like, absolutely not. It's such a tactile, you know, kind of job where you need to touch fabrics and be in front of things and collaborate with your designers. But thanks to the power of the internet and honestly, mail delivery service, we've been able to make it happen. I feel like our team was really inspired and empowered to make sure that we still deliver on the ethos of our brand, which is delivering the best fashion, making sure it fits great and that it's great quality from home. We've been mailing packages to one another. We still look at our fabric submits. We're fitting virtually. Thankfully, I happen to be the same size as a fit model, so a lot of the pieces I get to try on myself and be able to give comments on. But it's been kind of seamless, which has been really great. I was very nervous at first, to be honest, but we made it happen. And if you look at a lot of the product that's up right now, for fall, we did all of that from home, which is insane. So we definitely had challenges. I won't say it was perfect. We jumped right into it. It was a little bit frustrating at first, but we made it work. And I honestly think that myself and the designers, we actually can be more inspired because we have a little bit more quiet space and less interruptions outside of meetings that are happening all the time, but we can actually focus more on our creative aspect and actually design more fluidly from home. You know, we're all in New York, so spacing is always a little bit tight, but we've been able
right.
to make it work. So that's been pretty good. It's kind of like half apartment, half design house. so you just figure out how to make it work in a New York apartment.
How did you do the photo shoots?
That is a great question. So at first, we reached out to a lot of influencers and models who were able to take photos on their own. And funny enough, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a trend. Models happen to date photographers and their boyfriends were photographers. So we would send them, okay, here's the concept. Here's what we want you to do. They would set up their own fake photo studio at home and we would mail the products to them. And they were able to shoot the assets for us, you know, and it took a lot of Zoom calls and making sure that the aesthetic was right, the coloring was right, the lighting is right, but we were able to do it. And it was such a great way to leverage our influencers. Our influencers are such a big part of our community as well, too. And I don't, you know, when I think of Eloquii, I don't think about it just as a clothing brand. I think about it as a community. And it was so great to be able to work with influencers who I know were also worried about how they were going to make money during COVID, you know? So
right.
it's kind of worked out for us in that regard.
And what do you think make Eloquii stands out from its competitors? Because when Eloquii came out on the market, there were other plus size brands that had been, you know, around for decades. So when Eloquii came on the scene, it was a breath of fresh air. What do you think made it stand out?
You know, I'm one of those people who think it's so exciting to have so many competitors on the scene because it really validates that we have a purpose and that what we're doing is for a community that really needs it. But what I think is different about Eloquii from the competitors is really just our focus on fit and trend pieces. I mean, I would even say that we compete with a lot of straight size apparel with the ways that we do things. Like we launch 42 collections a year, which is actually unheard of. Yeah, it's really unheard of in the industry. And it's because we believe in offering trend right and fit focused pieces that are for everybody. You know, you can go into our website and kind of feel like there's some things for me and there's some things that aren't for me, but you might find something for your girlfriend, for your mother-in-law, for your sister. And that's kind of the magic of what Eloquii is. It doesn't really close the door on anyone. Everyone has an opportunity to shop, which I think is a big hallmark for this customer base, you know, not being able to ever find something for themselves. And then when they found it, oh, it's not my style, or, oh, I can't afford it, you know?
Right. And I think one of the things that makes Eloquii stand out is the material that the clothing is made out of. It's very well made. The construction is really good. It's trendy, but it's not cheaply made because a lot of people think trendy fast fashion, but this is
right.
trendy and quality.
Correct. I think that we've been really lucky with our processes. Like I said to you, we treat every garment like it's just a one-of-a-kind piece instead of being like, let's pump out the next style and not put any effort into it. Everyone that works on the Eloquii team is so, so, so committed to what they do, and they have such a love for the product and the customer that, you know, we want to make you smile when you get that piece. And, you know, we've been able to operate with having, you know, size 18 mannequins. And we also have an in-house pattern maker. Our pattern maker is someone who is really specially trained in plus sizes. Like without this pattern maker, I don't know that things would fit as great as they do. And with her partnership with our tech team. So in a way, we almost operate like a traditional fashion house, just with a lot more collections.
And one of the things I always get from Eloquii are the faux leather pieces. I don't know where else would I get as many faux leather options if Eloquii wasn't around.
I mean, Shanice, same. my closet, when I look at it, it's like a leather house in here. I have about 25 of our leather pieces, and it's just like I can't let go of these because I'll never find this anywhere else again.
Right.
So I 100% understand.
And I'm in Louisiana where it's 100 degrees today, and I still am buying the faux leather. And now when I'm going to wear it, I don't know, but I got to get it.
You know, that brisk, yeah, that brisk right. wind will hit eventually, and then you'll be like, okay, today I'm going to wear all my leather at once.
Right, right. Now, tell me about Eloquii's relationship with Walmart, because Walmart is winning right now. Like, other stores and companies are closing down and going bankrupt, but Walmart, you're on a winning team right now with Walmart.
100%. So Walmart purchased Eloquii in 2018, and it was really to help diversify its women's plus-size apparel assortment. You know, last year, the Eloquii assortment was integrated onto Walmart.com, where its community responded with increased sales and loyalty to the Eloquii brand. So it was such a win for us to be able to do that. And we came in as experts in the plus-size world to really help push their plus-size apparel forward. And then today, we've been able to launch Eloquii Elements, and it's honestly Walmart's latest effort into bringing forward great brands that establish Walmart as a destination for quality, and not just for quality, but also to have on-trend fashion. You know, to be able to still design for master brand and then for Eloquii Elements, it's really, you get the same kind of feel, but just a little bit more comfortable and easier to wear, and honestly, just a more affordable price point. We're really hoping to infuse Walmart's plus apparel with what we're doing.
Absolutely. And you also recently launched Eloquii Unlimited, which you've already mentioned, but give us a little rundown about what it is.
So Eloquii Unlimited is really a clothing rental service, and it is kind of It was made for women sizes 14 through 28 as a rotating wardrobe of their dreams, right? So you see that there's all of these other rental services, but not a lot of them have the best plus offerings. So basically how it works is for $79 a month, if you are an unlimited shopper, you can fill up your cart with some of your favorite signature Eloquii looks. And you never have to leave your home, which is great in today's current climate. And then each box has about 4 new pieces, and you can keep the styles for as long as you want. And then when you're done with them, you can send them back. And we do offer a prepaid postage box. So again, it's easy and seamless. And then you have no gaps in receiving your rental box. So, you know, if a customer loves what they rented, they can purchase the item, or you can, you know, return it and sub it out for something else. So it's kind of the best of both worlds, to be honest.
And this
what's
is,
great
this
is
kind of different than some other subscription services, because they have like stylists that are putting together outfits for you, and you don't know
right.
if you're going to like it.
Right. Yeah. Here you get to pick and choose whatever you want. And you fill up your box. It comes to you. You wear it. And then you can either decide, I love this. I want to keep this. And you can buy it. Or you return it. And then you just fill up your box again. And no one's really picking anything for you. I think it's honestly the best arena for you to become a little bit more daring with your outfit choices, you know, without having to feel like, oh, no, now I own this forever. I think it's really going to open up the world to a lot more plus-size fashionistas who are going to feel like they can be empowered to look a lot trendier because they were able to try it before they had to buy it.
No, exactly. That's wonderful. Now, Eloquii is dedicated to supporting the Black community through philanthropic endeavors. Tell us a little bit more about those initiatives.
100%. So as you know, Eloqui is a brand that serves a customer sizes 14 to 28. So just to start there, our brand is already, like, centrally inclusivity is what defines us as a brand. And we have a commitment of, we commit to this every single member of the Eloqui team. In the next year, Eloqui is committed to forming a diversity and inclusion team. And we're championing it. Jesus, can't say that word properly. with Walmart, who also has a wonderful diversity and inclusion team themselves.
Yes.
And we're all, you know, taking skill-based learning, mentorship, career pathing, leadership development, all things that are going to be rolled out to our teams within fall 2020. And with
nice.
The skill-based training, we're going to also have an education program to provide training tools to support ongoing development, just really to perform day-to-day responsibilities, mentoring programs, kind of, you know, promoting peer-to-peer learning within the workspace, and just being able to understand where you can grow within the brand. And then I think the most exciting thing that we have been working on is what we've been calling the Black Creatives Project. And that is not just only an investment within the brand, but it's also been a financial investment to really make sure that we are elevating Black voices and Black creators and making sure that they have a seat at the table and that they're able to show that all of their creative projects.
Right. Well, that's awesome. I'm excited about that. How do you go about picking the Black influencers that you're working with, or are you not involved in that decision-making process?
No, I am, actually. I'm on the panel for it. So if you would like to participate in the Black Creators Project, we offer a link on our website and on Instagram where we did a big post about it, and you can submit yourself some talking points around you, what you do, a portfolio. And then we meet once a month to really choose who we want to work with in the next coming month. So let's just say influencers, we'll do 5 influencers a month, and then we'll work with them. And we want to make sure that, you know, there's diversity within them. You're just different areas that they live in, different ages, different type of style profiles, because we want to make sure that we're catering to everyone and giving everyone an opportunity to shine. But we will then work with them on saying, okay, if you want to be an influencer and you're a micro influencer, let us help build you up. And then we will work on that with them on sending them products so that they can, you know, have it professionally shot. And then they will post it onto their Instagram page. We will post it on ours. And we are able to elevate them and hoping that other brands are able to see these great micro influencers and can also give them the opportunities that the bigger influencers have, right? And it doesn't really stop at the influencers. It's also with creative professionals. We have a mandate that a minimum of 50% of total paid influencers and partnerships go to the Black creators, with a minimum of 25% going to the micro influencers. And then when it comes to the true creatives outside of influencers, we are also implementing this into our creative production process, that at least 25% of stylists, models, photographers, and hair and makeup artists are also used on each of our set. It's
nice.
A way really for Eloqui to be held accountable and just to really make sure that we're promoting these wonderful Black creatives who deserve the chance. And they're
awesome.
So incredibly talented.
Absolutely. Well, I love to hear that. I'm going to have to put my name in the pot or pitch something to you.
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
Please, come on. Yeah.
I fit the clothes.
And I did look at your Instagram yesterday, and I saw a lot of Eloqui sequin on there. So maybe for holiday.
Yes, yes. So do you have anything else happening that we could be on the lookout for? I know today was a big day with the big Walmart announcement, but anything else we should be looking out for?
Yeah, I mean, Elements and Unlimited have been the newest and biggest thing happening. I don't know if you saw, but we did launch loungewear. And that's obviously something that, again, is really important in today's current climate. And it's not going to be just a one-drop thing. It's going to be an ongoing assortment that we'll be offering pretty much with every collection so that you can start to build up your best loungewear from Eloquii. And then, obviously, we have other things in the works that are very exciting, but, you know, we're going to keep hush-hush about it. But
okay.
There's definitely more to come.
Well, I hope when you make your next big announcement, you can come back on the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually really excited about the next thing that will come out. So fingers crossed that it is well-received by everyone else, too.
Awesome. I'm sure it is. Everything you put out has been fabulous. So I'm not even worried about that. So tell us your official website and social media pages. Now, first, before you say Eloquii, do you have social media that you are on yourself, or are you more of a lurker?
I actually do have social media. I'm sure the marketing team would be very happy if I shared it. I'm trying to build more of a presence. Because I do actually really love engaging with our customers. So my social media handle is Yesenia Lee. Very easy to find. It's a public profile. And then Eloquii, of course, has an Instagram page, and it's just literally Eloquii. We're on Twitter and Facebook as well. And then, of course, we have a website, and it's Eloquii.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope we can work together in the near future and you come back soon.
Yes, Shanice, same. It was such a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you so much for supporting the brand. Really, really, really appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you again, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And thank you to my guest today for being on the show. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you all for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.